Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about the frustration that you can be feeling and probably are feeling when anxiety reappears. And it does come up. Anxiety seems to take a little bit of a vacation for you, and then it pops up again. So this happens. And recently I sent out an email. If you're not on the email list, you can go to anxietycoachespodcast.com and get on the email list. I recently sent out an email to everybody and I just said, what is your frustration? What's happening? And I was quite amazed with the results. And I'm going to talk about many of the things that I got responses on here on the episodes, because I want to answer what's happening to you guys out there at this time in life, right? Let's just talk about what's happening with you. And so one of the things that it seems to come up a lot is that the anxiety tended to die down or evaporate altogether. There was not even a lot of conscious thought about anxiety or feeling bad, no symptoms and sensations, and then boom, it is back. And I understand the frustration with that, but the frustration in and of itself is a bit of a trigger for anxiety. So one of the things that comes up, again, I'm going to read today's quote at the beginning because it's just appropriate for what we're talking about, and I want to set us up for it. This one is from Seneca. Wild animals run from the dangers they actually see, and once they have escaped them, worry no more. We, however, are tormented alike by what is past and what is to come. Again, that's Seneca. And I like reading a lot of these quotes from wise words that are very, very old, because I want you to rest assured that this is not something new that is happening, this anxiety. There are many times and many situations that have brought this on for people. And as Seneca says here, there are dangers and the animals run from them when they actually see the danger, and then once they have escaped them, they don't worry anymore. But we are tormented by what has happened and what is still yet to come. Boy, we just torture ourselves all the way around. We're not even happy with the present moment of peace and of comfort and just this moment. Why don't we do that right now? Just this moment. Yeah, just feel the actual settledness. Nothing is happening right now. If your hair was on fire, you would not be listening to me. And so we have to remember that these little moments of peace, these little moments of neutral feeling, of equanimity, are very important. And what they're important for is for us to acknowledge them and build a life like stringing pearls, one acknowledged aware moment after another. Well, let's get on with what we were talking about. I'm kind of tending to go off in the weeds here. So I sent the email out. I got a lot of information back, and I am with you guys. I really hear you, and I want to be able to talk about many of the things you brought to my attention here on the show. often the questions and the fear that comes up about anxiety symptoms and sensations reappearing is that there's a new fear then. There is the fear of the fear coming back again. And that is what I call one of the last holdouts of anxiety. It'll get you to just be afraid of being afraid, or getting afraid to be anxious, or getting to be afraid that there'll be a panic attack. When there's nothing left, when you have kind of made peace with all of the other symptoms and sensations it may have thrown at you. Again, not out of a way to hurt you, but out of a way to get your attention and get you to safety, because it is understanding by your thinking that there is something wrong. So what I see happen is that we get a few days, people get a few weeks or months of renewed calm and increased energy along with a fresh outlook on life, and then bam, out of nowhere, some of the old symptoms and sensations reappear. I get a lot of email and questions about this, so we will all do well to remember that it can happen. Remind yourself that when it comes up like that, just say, oh yeah, I remember listening to something about that. It can happen. And have a plan of what to do when and if it does happen. And the most important thing that I'll tell you right here, later we'll have some things for you to try, but right here, remember that just knowing that it can happen will keep you out of the knee-jerk reaction into fear. So that's why it's important to remind yourself, oh, yeah, it might come back. Yeah, it might. Let's be real here. Those kind of feelings, symptoms and sensations, might those thoughts, intrusive, obsessive, ruminating thoughts may come up again. Depersonalization might come up again. Just know that that's possible and find some peace with that. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're taking one step at a time walking out of this anxiety and panic way of living, and it doesn't happen overnight. So there are a few things to keep in mind when you experience this particular twist in the healing journey of life. By far, the first thing to remember is to remain calm. There is no need to throw another log on the fear fire. Early on in your healing, even a slight challenge or painful feeling can cause fear to begin to rise, right? This is not a reason to run in fear or throw in the towel. This is the perfect opportunity to practice all that you have been learning, all that you've been learning about yourself, about anxiety, about the world around you, about how the brain works, the mind, and how powerful you are. Really are in being able to steer yourself back on course. Life will have its way, and we will all be faced with various and sundry challenges unique to our own lives. What we do have in common is our knowledge that we can respond with an acceptance that what is happening, accept it, and that we can handle it. Let's all remember that. I can handle this. I can do hard things. And how do I know you guys can do that? Number one, because I did it. And believe me, I'm not special. And because you have already been doing it. If you are living with anxiety, you have already handled very difficult things. And I know that you can accept and handle it if more comes your way. We can feel and handle what is right here in front of us, not the endless future possibilities, but what is going on right here, right now, that we can handle. Now, here are some things that I want you to try when you are feeling the little bit of frustration that might be coming up with anxiety reappearing again, or maybe you can even try these before the frustration sets in. The first one is to tease out if you are fearing what is or what your mind is making up as a what if. Watch out for that what if before anything. That one is taking you off into the future. The second one is to look back over the past week or even more and see what has changed in your own life habits. Think of things such as, have you changed your sleep patterns? Have you changed your diet, your hydration, or your supplements? Have you been meditating daily? Has your exercise routine changed? Have you become more or less social? What new stresses have come into your life? Where did you let go of a helpful habit when you started to feel better? Have you decided to go back to having your favorite caffeinated or alcoholic drinks? These are really important questions because oftentimes when we feel better, we let go of the things that got us to feel better. It's human nature. We want to let go of, you know, it's difficult. It's not easy to keep these new habits going. But once you keep them going long enough, they won't feel like a burden anymore. But so often we get a little week or a few days or a month even of feeling better, and we drop our meditation. We stop exercising, or we start going out more often, eating foods that we didn't eat anymore, and having caffeine. Please drop the caffeine. And alcohol. We have many shows about alcohol being also a problem because it is not letting you sleep very well, just like the caffeine. It may put you to sleep, but you don't sleep very deeply. So here's what we have to do. We have to remember when we are starting to have the anxiety reappear, what has changed in our habits? And the third one I have is to see the changes that you made to feel less anxious and what your mind and body are responding to favorably, and work to keep those habits in place. In other words, I want you to stay the course and keep healing going. Keep the life-giving course going. Stay on that path. If you can reassure yourself that you're doing good things and you're feeling better, then tell yourself, this is a good thing for me to keep doing. You have to have these conversations with yourself because you are doing difficult work. I didn't say it would be easy. It's all very possible, but it's not always easy. So give yourself a break and a pat on the back and keep going. And the fourth and final one I have for you is keep the faith. You have already moved the healing needle in the past. You did it. You felt better. You were not living down the wormhole anymore. And you can move it again by making the needed physical and attitude changes and keeping yourself putting one foot in front of the other. But it takes attention. It takes being able to maybe forego some of your favorite things. You will find other things in life that you love. You can find something else to drink that will bring you peace and not keep you up at night or give you the jitters. Obviously, I'm talking about caffeine here because it's a thorn in my side to see that people won't give it up when it is so detrimental to the nervous system. You can go back to it at some point in your life. And you don't have to go forever without having your glass of wine or your alcoholic drink either. But get yourself back on even keel first before you even think of experimenting with it. I know you guys have heard me say how I think I actually went a decade without caffeine. And I can have caffeine now if I wanted. I had caffeine regularly up until I got really sick last December with whatever kind of thing that was, and ended up going off of it because I was sick. I couldn't have anything, and that's okay. If I have a cup of coffee now, I have decaf. Not because I was anxious, but because I did not want to go through that withdrawal again. Let me tell you, when you don't feel good and then you don't have your caffeine and you have that caffeine withdrawal again on top of not feeling good, oh my goodness, that made me realize once again the true drug nature of caffeine. And of course, used wisely, it's an awesome thing. It is really good for concentration and many other health benefits, actually. But use it wisely after you have already gotten yourself back on keel. Some of the other things that happen often that people let go of is their meditation. And again, it's another one that's a thorn in my side. Oh, it's so painful to see that people made great progress. They were not feeling anxious. They were able to move through difficult situations, and then they give up things like their meditation. Now, part of the reason they were probably feeling better was because they had been giving themselves the space and the time to meditate. And then to drop it, we will just go right back again to where we were before if we start adding these things in. It's very important. Sleep is another one. If you are not sleeping well, you may want to really make sure that you can get in some meditation while you're laying in the bed or some other way to help you get your sleep patterns back again, because it's very important for the brain to do all of its work and healing during those sleeping times, all of those cycles that we go through. Pay attention to your hydration and your diet, and what supplements did you start or stop taking? What foods did you change, right? It happens too when we have a physical thing. We feel better, and then we fall back into our old habits again. Don't be hard on yourself if you've done this. We all do it. It's human nature to kind of give ourselves a little bit of a break, like, oh, I feel better. I think it's okay. It's okay if I have this today. And you know what? It might be. But if you find that anxiety is reappearing and raising its head again, along with the hormonal cascade that's going through your body, just reassess. And I want to remind you one last time that we have to tease out if we are fearing what is happening or what is happening in our mind. Remember that we can not deal with what is not here. So if it's a what if, we can't deal with that. There are way too many possibilities, and your mind would like to make you think you can consider all of them and make a safety plan around each and every one of them, but you cannot. What you want to remember is that I trust that you will be able to handle anything that comes up in front of you. So you don't have to go down the what if. You don't have to prepare for every possibility. I know, and I believe that you know also, that you can handle anything that comes up in front of you when it appears. And now for today's quote. Wild animals run from the dangers they actually see, and once they have escaped them, worry no more. We, however, are tormented alike by what is past and what is to come. And that's from Seneca. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.